Now, Feejoa co-founder Mark White Robinson is with us today. He says the platform's helping Kiwis grow, no, not Feejoas, but their KiwiSaver balances by turning everyday spending into automatic investing, an idea that has now earned the startup a place in the New Zealand final of the Startup World Cup. Mark White Robinson is with us. My name is Dale. Thanks for joining us on Radio Wātea today. Mark, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Nice to meet you.
And you, nice to meet you as well. Thanks. I'm pretty hopeless with money, mate. But, you know, KiwiSaver allowed for the first time, I guess, in my personal life, some money to be extracted and put away for the future. There's not a hell of a lot in it, but, you know, it'll be welcome, you know, when I finish mahi. The organisation you set up is called Feejoa. Why did you choose that name, Mark?
We chose Feejoa because it's such a New Zealand thing, and myself and the other co-founders, we all worked in big offices our entire lives, and there's that time at about, you know, between about April and May where those bags end up in the kitchen in the office was to help yourself. So that idea of sharing and prosperity and abundance is what really resonated us, and that's why we picked Feejoa. We've all come to love the name as well. It feels just so right for what we're doing.
Tēnā koe. And you might be kind enough to share a little bit of thinking and time with us, telling us what you do and why this has, you know, taken people's eye. The idea seems simple. Tell us what Feejoa does.
So what we do is our kind of mission is to make saving as easy as spending, right? Everyone knows how to spend. It's, you know, you tap your card and some money's gone and you've bought something. But saving's harder. It's something that if you're going to do it to build wealth and get to your first home or retirement, it takes disciplined decisions again and again, and that takes decades. So what we identified really early on with Feejoa was that the technology and regulation were changing and gave us an opportunity to build like technical tools and apps and things like that to actually hack into really simple behavior everyone has. Like when I buy a coffee, if it's like $6.70, my brain goes, okay, I just spent $7. So I don't even like 30 cents going. So Feejoa, what we do is we use open banking to plug into your bank account and look at all the transactions you make. So you don't need to change the way you spend. You just keep spending normally. And then once a day, we round up all those transactions and move it to your or your loved one's KiwiSaver account. So it just all flows through and happens every single day. So myself, I'm putting about $2.60 into my KiwiSaver extra day that I wouldn't have. So that's about $950 extra a year. And that's kind of what our average user is doing as well.
May I commend you on a simple idea and how you know, long term, it could have quite a significant impact. So every time you spend money, Feejoa rounds up the purchase and invests the spare change into KiwiSaver. You've said that low KiwiSaver balances are often a design problem rather than a willpower problem. What kind of results have you seen from users? How much of a difference can those small contributions make over time? You've mentioned $9.50 a year. Well, hey, when we start racking up you know, decades, it could be quite significant. Talk to some of these, how it's been received and how many people have picked up on the idea.
So we've got almost 6,000 active users now who are contributing every day, and they're doing about $3.7 million of extra contributions a year between them. So what we project is that will grow into about $175 million by the time they retire if they keep it up. But on an individual level, it depends on the settings you've got, right? So the type of KiwiSaver fund you're in and whether it's a high growth fund or a more conservative one. So that makes a big difference to what you'll end up with and also your age and how long you've got. It's what we're trying to do is leverage like the power of compound interest to give you the most money you can have as early as possible so it can grow as much as possible for when you need it. Like the idea is these small amounts, you don't notice them going out, and by the time you look 10 years later or something like that, it's actually grown to a significant amount of money. We know that about half of our users have told us that they don't contribute to their KiwiSaver via, like, so the reason we kind of identify this is KiwiSaver is really well set up for people in like traditional employment. So they get a paycheck every fortnight and you take that 3.5% out of your pay and deposit it in. That works really, really well. But there's a lot of people now outside that, self-employed people, you know, gig workers and things like that, who don't get that same benefits of that design of KiwiSaver. So about half of our users have told us they don't get that benefit of that PAYE contribution. And to them, this is how they are contributing to KiwiSaver and growing their KiwiSaver balances for either their first home, their security, or their retirement.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Well, at the moment, it feels as though you're rounding it to the nearest dollar and that goes into your KiwiSaver. Does it have a function where perhaps you could nominate a figure, this off the top of my head, to be honest, Mark, say, well, each time I use my card, could you put a dollar in my KiwiSaver? Is there a function of that sort of type, or might there be one in the future? So, you know, then you could really start saving some dollars, couldn't you?
Yeah. Now, we've got a lot of ideas about how we want to extend it and bring more tools to make it easier for people to save. I think one we'll be bringing out soon is looking at your income. So if you are self-employed, say, you could allocate 3% of any money that you receive from your self-employed business to go straight to KiwiSaver. And the idea there is to try and fake that similar experience that PAYE people have. But we're also looking at things like how do we help other people help you save? So there's a lot of big companies here who want to do good things for New Zealanders, and they spend a lot on marketing and brand and loyalty. And if we could grab some of that and help them contribute a bit of that spend that they're already doing to their customers and help them save more, that'll be better for both their customers and New Zealand in the long term.
Interesting stuff, Mark. Yeah, good on you. And your guys from around the water cooler and seeing those bags of Fijo is thinking, hey, this is the quintessential Kiwi way of sharing kai. So, you know, I really like the idea. You've just been named as an organisation as a finalist in the Startup World Cup, New Zealand Comp. What does that recognition mean for the company, and what's next for Fijo and the people who want to get on board?
It was pretty humbling to be involved. There was 12 companies who were in the New Zealand regional finals, and the winner gets to go to San Francisco basically to pitch in front of judges against startups from all around the world. So the New Zealand finalist is a very cool company who's doing really cool stuff with like treating brain diseases. So it was a big honour to be considered in the same group as them. In terms of where we're going next year, we're thinking about, okay, how do we help like make the wealth building invisible for everyone? So those kind of default things everyone says you should do: build an emergency fund, get your KiwiSaver, at least the government contribution, start building wealth long term. We want to make that happen basically in the background and automatically for people. So, you know, we can say, okay, you need about 3 months of spending. We're going to help you build that up. Okay, you need to put $1,000 a year into KiwiSaver to get the government contribution. We'll help you do that. We're going to help you pay down your credit cards. We're going to help you pay off your mortgage if you've got one. That's the kind of idea of where we want to go. And the great thing is the way we've designed the system is because we're connected to your bank account, we can make sure you've got money in your bank at all times so you never run out of money, so you can always pay your bill. So we know when your bills are coming up and you can pay that. That's the kind of dream of where we get Fijoa to, the system that really helps people grow their wealth and improve their financial situation without them having to worry about it.
Tēnā koe, I'm intrigued now. How many people have signed up to Fijoa?
We've got almost 6,000 active users. That's people that we are rounding up their spending every day at the moment, and growing pretty fast now. So we launched at the end of September last year, so it's about 9 months.
Wow, good on you. Obviously, you've got to make a quid. What do you clip the ticket? How do you do that?
At the moment, we charge a small transaction fee on the money we round up. So that's 0.5% of the transaction. So it's generally a couple of cents for a transaction.
Good on you. And Have you had to employ more staff, mate? Is this one on the grow? Or have you had to, did you have to leave your other gig and full-time Fiji Joe a guy now?
Yep. I've been full-time Fiji Joe since start of last year, as has one of the other founders. And then we've got two other founders as well. So there's four of us working in the business. Myself, I'm like the I'm like an ex kind of lawyer. The other founder was a worked in the financial services, and then we have two developers as well who've built the platform and built the app. So we're all doing that as the team of founders.
Tēnā koe. And this competition thing, is it already been held or coming up? Where's that one at, Mark?
It was the regional final was on Monday night, so it was a very exciting night, very busy, big stage.
On the big stage. Take Fijoa to the world, mate. Take Fijoa to the world. Good meeting you, Mark. If people are interested, what, just dial up Fijoa and follow their leads to find out more?
Yep, you can download the app on the app stores, so Apple or Google, or we've got a website at fijoa.kiwi.
Well, if names like Apple and Google can have international success, there's no reason why Fijoa can't as well.
Exactly.
Good on you, Mark. Thanks very much. Nice meeting you, man. And a simple idea, nicely spoken of. Thanks very much for sharing some thoughts about it with our peeps.
Great. Thank you, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Thank you. That's Mark White Robinson, Fijoa co-founder. You might like to know more about that. Imagine, just look, $3 a week or a day, I think Mark was saying, when you go to get a coffee and you swipe your card and it's, you know, $2.70 or whatever. Nothing much for $2.70 now, but I do know coffees are often $5.50. Well, that'd be 50 cents in the pool, wouldn't it? Rounding up to the nearest dollar.